Welcome to Next Day Prep. Review today, prepare tomorrow. Let's dive in.
Crude oil, 35% in 5 sessions. I've been doing this a while and I had to look at that number twice. And it didn't just move energy stocks. It wiped out every major index's year-to-date gain, like all of it, gone. So tonight, what's left standing, what's broken, and how do we trade into next week?
Honestly, the number that keeps me up tonight isn't even oil. It's what's underneath.
Walk us through the damage. How bad is the scorecard? Right.
Okay, so S&P down 1.3% on the session, negative 1.5 for the year. NASDAQ off 1.6, negative 3.7. Russell 2000 just cratered 2.3 today. But crude oil settled at $90.86, up 12.2 on the day, 35.5 for the week. That's your entire story right there.
So every major index is negative for the year? Is that the headline, or is there something worse underneath?
Oh, there's something worse. Only 34.88% of stocks are trading above their 40-day moving average.
Which means two-thirds are already broken. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And sentiment sits at just 4% bullish. Bears outnumber bulls 263-72.
4%?
I mean, and I don't say this lightly. When two-thirds of the building is already dark, no power, no heat, the lobby lights don't tell you the building is fine. The foundation is compromised. This is structural distribution, the market being sold from the inside out.
Right.
Stagflation fears have moved from tail risk to base case. The Fed is boxed in, simultaneous weak jobs and surging energy inflation. This is a regime change, and oil is holding the keys.
So when you say regime change, what does that actually mean for how we should be thinking about this market?
Yeah.
It means the old playbook doesn't work anymore. You can't just buy every dip when the fundamental driver, oil, is still accelerating higher. The rules changed this week.
Okay, so if that's the macro picture, what actually moved today? Because in a tape like this, I want to know the why behind every single name that went green.
So energy and defense were the only bright spots.
Why those two specifically?
Because they have the tailwinds. Energy sector eked out plus 0.1% while everything bled. USO surged 12.9% on 4.4 times relative volume. UCO added 9.4. And aerospace and defense was the standout. ESLT up 5.4, BA up 4.1, NOC up 2.2, LHX up 1.8. Institutional money rotating into the only two sectors with geopolitical tailwinds.
18% in this tape? Oh, wow.
MRVL, 18.4% to 89.57 on 6.2 times relative volume. AI data center guidance. That's a life raft in a hurricane. The catalyst was so powerful, it didn't care what the ocean was doing around it.
But wait, Oracle canceled a major data center expansion on the same day MRVL exploded. How do you square those two signals?
That's actually the key insight. Oracle cutting a Texas expansion while MRVL's hyperscaler customers accelerate tells you AI infrastructure spending is concentrating, not retreating. The winners are winning bigger, and the marginal players are pulling back.
Huh.
Right? That's the counterintuitive read, and it's a more dangerous environment than a broad slowdown because it's harder to read. PHLX Semiconductor Index collapsed 3.9%. MRVL's A-plus doesn't change the class average.
So what's the through line? Everything that got crushed today, is there a common thread?
Like oil sensitivity and cost exposure. Consumer discretionary fell 2%. Cruise lines, CCL, down 5%. NCLH, down 4.1%. Direct oil cost exposure crushing margins. Those companies didn't do anything wrong strategically. They just have oil in their cost structure, and right now that's enough.
Energy and defense have the tailwinds. Everything oil sensitive is getting crushed. Now, the timing on next week's data is genuinely uncomfortable.
Monday's calendar looks light. No major economic releases, no major earnings, which means weekend geopolitical headlines become the entire price discovery mechanism before a single data point prints.
And CPI on Tuesday is suddenly the most important number of the month. What are we actually trading into?
Here's the cruel irony. Tuesday's print is critical for setting expectations, but the data was largely collected before this week's oil surge. The real energy-driven inflation won't show up in the numbers for
weeks, So we're trading a lagging indicator into a live fire situation.
Exactly. You know what's wild? If CPI comes in hot on old data, the market has to price in even worse numbers ahead. Wednesday's PPI compounds this, and the Fed is already boxed in. This data makes that box smaller.
And on top of that, Qatar is warning Gulf producers might halt output entirely. What does that mean for the energy shock if that actually happens? Oh, man.
It means we haven't seen the ceiling yet. The weekend is halftime in a game where the rules might change. Position accordingly.
So the weekend itself is a risk event?
I mean, every weekend is a risk event right now. But yeah, this one more than most.
Light Monday calendar, a weekend full of geopolitical risk, inflation data that's already stale before it prints. Let's build the game plan.
MRVL episodic pivot. Watch the 85 to 87 demand zone for secondary entry. Risk below the earnings day low. Target 95 to 100.
Wait, you're saying don't chase Friday's close even though it's up 18%?
Especially because it's up 18%. Only enter on the pullback. That's the discipline piece.
Right.
NOC continuation. Entry on pullback towards 748. Hard stop below 740, targeting new highs above 775. Defense has the geopolitical tailwind intact.
Defense has the tailwind, but you still want the pullback entry. Yeah, totally.
Always. USO momentum. Only trade pullbacks to the 5-period EMA. No chasing. Target 115 to 120 if oil continues.
No chasing. That's the rule.
And KR at 74 is the defensive hedge. Support at 72.50. Target 78. Staples hold when everything else is bleeding.
Give us the two scenarios. Bullish Monday versus bearish.
Here's the thing about the bullish scenario. It needs three things at once, and right now, zero of them are in place. You need a ceasefire signal, S&P reclaiming 5,400, and oil pulling back below 85. Only then do reversal signals become actionable and breadth can recover.
And bearish?
Escalation sends oil above 95 to 100, breaks the market to fresh year-to-date lows. Energy, defense, and cash are the only answers. If oil gaps above 95 Monday, USO is the only trade.
So what's the single most important thing a trader carries into this weekend?
Going into Monday with full position sizing is driving into fog at highway speed. You might be fine, but you cannot see what's ahead. Reduce size. Trade what's working, not what you wish was working. Respect the tape.
Trade what's working, not what you wish was working. We'll see what the weekend hands us. Stay disciplined out there.
That's all for today's episode of Next Day Prep. Review today, prepare tomorrow. See you next time.